Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis. Keep listening and hear how the Basic Gospel intersects with your daily life and how the Word of God can help you experience true life and freedom in Jesus Christ. If you have a Bible question or a troublesome issue you'd like to talk about, call now, 1-800-677-9377. That's 1-800-677-9377. It's Basic Gospel. Hear it, believe it, live it. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Today marks the 50th anniversary of the I Have a Dream speech that Martin Luther King Jr. delivered on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. It was a moving speech, an inspirational speech. It sparked change. Congress passed the civil rights law. School policy became integration. I was 5 years old at the time of that speech. I entered first grade that fall, and you know, I was part of that movement of integrating schools, and went all 12 years with an integrated class. We had incredible times during my high school years, junior high years. You could feel the tension of integration, and you know, fights would break out. They were common. We had riots on several occasions. Something was always happening, but the end result of that is we came out of that experience with different attitudes that our parents and grandparents had before. We started actually seeing that we're equal. We truly are equal, and coming from the Deep South, that was radical. That was a huge change. But you know, you look at all that, and you wonder, why is racism still so prevalent in America today? I mean, there's things that have happened, things that have changed. We do have different mindsets, and yet prejudice is still alive and well. We still have divisions among us. We still have all of these things, and I think those questions really point me to kind of the reason we exist as a ministry, and one of the reasons that I'm involved in this ministry, because we're talking about a heart issue. We're not talking about a legal issue or a societal issue. It manifests itself in society, but it stems from the heart. And that's what the Bible is all about. It is giving the story of the heart and how Christ can change it. We see it right at the beginning. Moses wrote this about the people before the flood. He said, you know, the Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time. I mean, only evil all the time. Not some of the time, but all of the time. That was the heart of man, and still is the heart of man apart from Christ Jesus. In Jeremiah 17:9, he says, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. These hearts of ours are deceitful. And then Jesus kind of brings it all together as he's talking to the disciples. He had given a parable, and he says, you know, are you so dull? Don't you see that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and then out of the body? But the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart, and these make a man unclean. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, and slander. That's the problem. It's not out there. It's in us. And that's why we need Jesus. And in Jesus, racism finds its end. We see this every single Sunday at our worship service here in Carrollton. People from every walk of life, from every ethnic background, come together as one to worship the one who loved us and gave himself for us. That's how the problems of the world get solved, when the heart changes, and there's only one person that can change the heart. That's Jesus Christ. That's why Basic Gospel is so vitally important on the world stage. We have to proclaim him, point people to him, encourage people to receive him, challenge them to walk by faith in him, everything we can, because Jesus is the answer, period, That's the end of story. Folks may not believe it now, but there will be a day when every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Those who don't know him, they will see him for who he is. Those of us who do know him, we will rejoice and praise him forever.
It's Basic Gospel, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We'd love for you to join us by phone and pose your question. If you have something you'd like to, a question you'd like to pose or something you'd like to talk about, an issue going on in life, at home, at school, the office, wherever it happens to be, give us a call, 1-800-677-9377. That's toll-free across the country and in Canada, 1-800-677-9377.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Indianapolis and talk with Mark, listening to us on WBRI. Hi, Mark.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Doing well, thanks.
Okay, thank you. I was reading my Bible, and, you know, I've been feeling kind of ill for, like, the last 3 months or so. Just my health's been been getting bad. My Bible says when you feel sick, to call to the elders of the church to pray for you. I was just wondering if you guys could maybe say a prayer, help say a prayer for me or something.
We'll be glad to do that. Mark, are you involved in a local group there in Indianapolis?
I used to go to this one church, but, you know, it just didn't seem like they really preached the word very much. You know, it'd be maybe 5 minutes of the word, and the rest of it was just...
Well, we lost Mark for some reason. I hope he will call us back, and we can continue the conversation. But if he's still listening, we'll just go ahead and pray for Mark right now.
Sure.
Lord Jesus, we know that we can come to you with anything that's going on in our lives. We thank you for that privilege. Right now, we pray for our brother Mark in Indianapolis. He's been struggling for 3 months. We pray first and foremost that you would give him a fresh sense of your presence, that he will know that you are right there with him, journeying with him through this difficult situation. Two, we pray that if it be your will, that you would bring complete healing into his life. And if that's not the case, Lord, we trust that your presence will give him a measure of peace and joy, and that he can continue to abide in your love and grace and mercy and give you praise and thanksgiving. So we thank you for what you're going to do in this situation, and we'll look forward to Mark calling us back and letting us know how you have answered. And we pray these things in your name. Amen.
Indeed, we do hope that Mark will call us back.
Well, let's go to Maureen in Staten Island, New York. Hi, Maureen.
Hi, Tom and Bob. Bob and Rich. Yes,
yeah.
This is Maureen from yesterday from Staten Island.
Yes, nice to hear from you again.
I tried to really talk to you yesterday about the anxiety. We're off the air, right?
No, we're on the air. We're not on the air right now in New York, but we're on the air in other parts of the country. So.
Oh, that's good. Okay. I meant in New York. Yes, because it just ended. No, I just in New York. Yes, I was trying to talk to you yesterday, but I'm having a struggle with my husband for quite a long time, and I did get him saved and everything, but then he struggles and wonders if he is saved. And it's been a long haul. And I have an appointment for Jesus Christ, and I know who I am. I know I'm his elect. I am redeemed. I'm saved and baptized, and I'm can't be held down anymore. And my husband abandoned me and committed adultery years ago, and I don't need to talk about all of what he did. But the thing is that the last 5 years and 4 months, it's been a boxing. It's like I'm in a boxing ring with him. Defending Jesus Christ, and there's no talking of God or Jesus or nothing with him. He won't get help. He doesn't talk to people. And I asked him today to call into you fellas, and then he calls. Yesterday he caused a lot of strife. That's why I couldn't get out what I wanted to say yesterday. And then today I asked him just to call into you guys, and he started bringing me up in the conversation to your secretary over there, and I don't want him to talk about me. I want him to talk about what you guys were talking about, the heart, that I've been trying to tell him about.
Well, Maureen, here's what I would suggest.
Just to talk to you two men.
Yes.
I'm getting off now, guys. My husband's right here because I'm finished with him. I have to go forward. I've done. Go ahead. There you go, Pat.
Hello?
Your name is Pat?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Nice to hear from you. And
thank you.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously Maureen has kind of laid out the situation. There's obviously tension and strife and division between the two of you. A lot of it stems from, you know, a different belief system, possibly. So let me ask you this. She said that you've come to Christ. Is that true? You know
That's
him?
That's true. And I do believe in God. I believe in Jesus. I believe in all that's been said in the Bible. I have no qualms about any of it. What happens is I don't express myself. I don't speak about it. I just go along day by day. And it seems to be a problem.
Well, she wants to talk about the Lord, right? And
yes.
So I mean, she wants.
We have these radio ministries on from 5 o'clock in the morning and all day.
Bob, I'm in my prayer closet. He interrupts. I mean, it's just I'm in God. If you don't go to God, be still and know. It's craziness. He's saved. He's not saved. He's saved. He's waiting.
Well, let's not have an argument on the air and kind of go back and forth. So, Maureen, let us just talk to Pat just for a few minutes, and then hopefully we can give him some steps and some help and some things like that. Pat, what kind of help would you like? I mean, what would you be seeking for as far as your relationship with Christ is concerned?
It would be beneficial if I could draw myself closer, and if what is needed to be is speak out and constantly speak about how good the Lord is and what Jesus Christ has done for us, then is that the answer? I don't know.
Well, Pat, a big part of that is, you know, we can force ourselves to speak out, but if it's not real in our hearts, then, you know, it becomes meaningless. And I think people can understand that and see through that. And you yourself can see through that. So I think what you're looking for is reality. You want to know that God truly cares about you, that he truly loves you, and that you are one of his very own. And the Bible speaks to that. The Bible says, Pat, that when we come to Christ, we're born again of the Spirit. All of our sins are taken away. We receive that forgiveness that he provided. And that his Spirit comes to live inside of us, and his Spirit testifies with our human spirits that indeed we're children of God. We're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And that's huge because we look at our lives, we look at the things that we think, we look at the things that we do, and we wonder, can we really truly belong to God? Can we truly call ourselves Christians based on the stuff that we do? And I think if we rely on our record, none of us would be very assured of our salvation. But it's not our record that we have to rely upon. It's the record of Jesus Christ. It's what he accomplished for us. He lived a perfectly sinless life. And then he stepped into our shoes and he took the punishment for our sins, Pat, once and for all, so that we could be set free. And he wants that to become a reality in your life. He wants you to know beyond anything else that your sins have been forgiven on account of his name. He wants you to know more than anything else that you are indeed a child of God, and that God is with you through his Holy Spirit all the time, 24/7. He is inside of you every step of the way. And with the promise that he will never leave you nor forsake you. So as that truth starts to sink in and you start to absorb that into your thinking and into your choosing, you're going to see your conversation is going to change accordingly, and you'll have something of substance to say. But not only that, well, it's more than conversation. You'll actually be able to love your wife as Christ loved the church. And that's when you know change has really occurred.
Is there any like tool or something that you use to keep the thoughts of the Holy Spirit and Jesus forefront in your mind instead of being distracted by TV and whatnot?
Well, yeah, it's a decision to, you know, read the Word of God with a dependent attitude on God's Spirit to teach you truth. Yesterday when Maureen called, we put her on hold, got some information. We've got some CDs and things that we sent up there, and I want you to listen to them. One is called Drive the Stake, and it asks and answers the question, how can I know for sure that I'm saved? And mm-hmm. it will point you into the Bible to quite a number of passages in Scripture. And I think if you will just read those passages that I mentioned on that particular CD, I think you're going to gain a lot of assurance in your relationship with Christ, and you will build that foundation that you need underneath those feet of yours. So we're going to start right there, Pat. Like I said, that's on its way. We dropped that in the mail to you yesterday. Once you get it, I want you to listen through it, and will you promise to call us back?
I will listen to it, and I'll read the passages, and I will call you back. I appreciate the time that you gave me.
Oh, you're welcome, and thanks for being a part of today's program. This is just real life, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's real life.
And the gospel meets us at our point of need, right? Jesus Christ just gets down in the dirt with us, and he gives us a solution. He gives us hope. He gives us encouragement. But there's a way forward, and we're going to help you see that way forward, okay?
I'll get back to you.
Okay, we'll look forward to it, Pat. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye. Well, let's go to Calgary and talk to Lynn, listening to us on CHRB. Hi, Lynn.
Hi there, how are you?
Doing well, thanks.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate your program, and just have kind of a nagging question. My father recently passed away, just 10, 11 days ago, and he's been a Christian all his life. I grew up Christian, and I'm just having a hard time, like, knowing where is he right now, okay? Because I know that sounds strange, but I know the verse, you know, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I know that when Christ was on the cross, he spoke to the thief and said, today you'll be with me in paradise. But, you know, there's denominations that says you're sleeping until the resurrection. Like, I just, you know,
Well, then the body would be sleeping, so to speak. It's in a grave, and there's going to be a time when we get new bodies. That's called the resurrection. You know, when you see a body, you know the person that once occupied that body is no longer there.
Absolutely,
That person who once occupied that body is somewhere else, and what the Bible says is that person is with the Lord if they are in Christ. We like to think of places, you know, heaven, paradise, that sort of thing. I think it's more important to understand who we're with instead of where we're going to be, and the who that we're going to be with is Jesus Christ himself, and so he's with the Lord. And
okay.
That's great news, isn't it?
It's very comforting. It's very comforting to know that. Served the Lord all his life and 91 years. So, you know, he had a good run at it here, and now he's gone to his home. I just, you know, wanted to make sure that he was, like, I didn't, you know.
Yeah, he is with the Lord, and
okay.
You know, the idea of soul sleep, you know, there's various denominations that believe that. It doesn't hold water as far as the Bible is concerned. I think you just see passage after passage after passage that says that we're going to be with the Lord. That's the whole thing. I mean, God sent Jesus. Jesus died for our sins once and for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring us to God. God wants us to be with him, and he wants to be with us. And so we see that not only in life, but in death. When this body dies, we go to be with the Lord, and we will be with him forever. And when he comes back to establish his kingdom here on planet Earth, we're going to be with him. And that's great news.
So do you have any resources or anything like that that I could get a hold of just so I can think it through clearly? Or
yes. Let me put you on hold, and we'll get your information, and we'll send those to you, okay?
Okay. God bless you very much.
Hey, thank you, Lynn, and sorry for your loss, but I rejoice in the fact that together we share the hope of the gospel.
Amen.
Indeed.
Amen.
You hold the line, Lynn. We'll get this information to you. Well, let's go to Livermore, California, and talk with William. Hi, William.
Hi, Bob. I'm calling in regard to a question you brought up during the opening of the show, where you were rhetorically asking, you know, why is there so much, racial tension still? And while we by no means could address every reason during this program, one of the reasons that I hear in Christian circles is that some people claim that dark-skinned people bear the mark of Cain.
Well, it's all, William, I'm just going to jump in and say that's all hogwash.
Right.
It's just nonsensical thinking. I'll just say it. It's ignorance.
Right.
We all come from Adam. To even think there are more than one race is unbiblical. If we're all traced back to Adam, we're all one. That's why we're called the human race. We're all humans. We have all been created by God. We have all been subjected to sin and death because of Adam and Eve's sin. We can all be saved by grace through faith. And when we do, we join this great body of believers called the Church of Jesus Christ, where unity and harmony and love can truly be expressed, and that we can live out our full human abilities, how God designed us and created us to be. So there is a lot of just unbelievable thinking, even
in
Christian circles. Yeah. But yes, and that instead of bringing healing within different people groups, it causes more division. And we just need to stick with what the Word of God has to say. He says, as Paul wrote, in Christ there's no Jew, no Gentile, nor slave, nor free, nor male, nor female. We are all one in him. That's why this
gospel...
Not
only that, but the Word of God also tells us that there was a little thing called the flood, and that everyone but Noah and his sons perished.
That's right.
And according to the genealogy of Joseph given in Luke, Noah is descendant of Seth, not of Cain. So there are no descendants of Cain.
You got it.
Absolutely right.
You got it.
And like Jesus said, when you hear the truth sets you free. And I found that helps people get over this ridiculousness.
Yeah, and it is ridiculousness. And it's a very simple answer. And you, thanks for giving it, William. Thanks for calling in. We sure appreciate it.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Please keep in mind, friends, that Basic Gospel remains on the air only because of your prayers and gifts. And to express our thanks for your generous gift in any amount, we'll send you a copy of The Hurt and the Healer by Bart Mellard and Andrew Farley. We all hurt, we all need healing. If not today, then at some future point. But where do we find it? Well, Bart and Andrew wrote The Hurt and the Healer to show the way, and it's yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. To make your gift and request your copy, go online to basicgospel.net. Again, that's basicgospel.net. Or call 1-800-727-2828 during Central Time office hours. Again, that's 1-800-727-2828. The Hurt and the Healer, yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and the ministry staff, this is Bob Davis inviting you to join us again tomorrow, the same time, for another live edition of Basic Gospel.